In Office Hours by Lucy Kellaway. Read by Alison Reed. January 2010. Stella. Two words. Four letters, then eight. The shape of them was so familiar and yet shocking to see now, after all this time. Stella had just got back to the office after lunch, and there his name was, sitting in her inbox next to an email containing the minutes of yesterday's board meeting. The subject line read, "Hi." She knew what she must do. She had rehearsed it often enough with Dr. Munro and with any friends who were still willing to listen. With an unsteady hand, she picked up the mouse, highlighted his name, and clicked Delete. "Are you sure you want to delete this message?" the computer asked. But that was the problem. No. She wasn't sure. The therapist had explained that there was nothing inherently upsetting about either him or his actions. The trouble was Stella's thoughts, which in turn caused her emotional responses. The answer, the woman had said, was to learn to control her thoughts, and then her emotions would fall into line. As a concept, Stella had found this seductive, but in practical terms, it was useless. Stella, so good at controlling most aspects of her life, had had no success in controlling her thoughts, or those that had anything to do with him. And it was also nonsense to say that his actions had been neutral, except perhaps in some far-fetched philosophical sense. In fact, they had been devastating. Five lives damaged. One of them, it seemed to her in her more hysterical moments, beyond any chance of repair. In the end, she had cancelled her therapy.